This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On today's Milky Monday, we look at what's going on in the world of dairy with Alan Levitt, VP of Communications and Market Analysis for the U.S. Dairy Export Council, as he discusses with Lee Milky the latest global dairy outlook.
Alan, your latest global dairy outlook looks pretty positive for 2019, but then so did your 2018 outlook, correct?
You know, we started the year with a little bit of optimism, Lee, but we're going to be facing some headwinds through the first half of the year. And when you think of, like, characterizing it, the last few years, like, all we've talked about is milk supply growth and intervention stocks, and that put us in a buyer's market, and it kind of kept a lid on global prices. But now we're starting the year, and the circumstances are kind of different. You know, we have much slower milk production growth from the major suppliers, so less exportable surplus. We don't have intervention stocks anymore, the milk powder. So, you know, we're looking at milk production growth from the top five major milk suppliers being flat in the fourth quarter, could be down as much as 1% in the first quarter of this year, and maybe even something close to flat for the full year. So kind of a different vibe for trading sentiment in 2019, something we haven't seen in a few years. Doesn't mean we're going to see a crazy rally right away. And in fact, the first half of the year, it actually doesn't look like we're going to see a whole lot of price movement, price improvement. But at least we're finally moving towards a little bit better balance. Short term, like in the meantime, you know, just because the intervention stocks have been drawn down, it doesn't mean that they've been consumed. They've just sort of moved further down into the pipeline. So at some point, you know, all that has to be used up. You're looking at a record milk production season in New Zealand, so they have plenty to export. And it's negative 20 degrees here in the Midwest today, but in a couple months, we're looking at a spring flush in the Northern Hemisphere. So, you know, we're going to have more supply coming on over the next couple months, and buyers are aware of that, too. So still a little bit of pressure for the first half of the year, and then, you know, hopefully by the second half of the year, things will be a little bit tighter, and maybe we'll start seeing a little bit of improvement.
The elephant in the room, of course, are still the tariff and trade wars.
That's problematic. I mean, it certainly has caused a bit of a shift in our whale exports to China. We've lost quite a bit of shares of Europe, as well as even other suppliers like Belarus and Ukraine. We're holding our own on cheese exports to Mexico, and now we have some of the new trade agreements that are starting to kick in. February 1st, we have the European-Japan trade agreement that kicks in. Initially, the increased access for them is small the first year or two, but, you know, you start moving on, you know, you start getting to year five and beyond, and it's a pretty substantial difference, a competitive disadvantage for us. So that's something that we definitely have to work on the trade policy front.
Alan Levitt, Vice President of Communications and Market Analysis for the U.S. Dairy Export Council.
Sharon Page is OFA Coordinator, the National Outstanding Young Farmers.
We're the longest recognition program, starting in 1955 by the USJCs, but we're also the best kept secret. Many people don't know about us. Every February we have our awards congress. It's in a different location every year, and this year it's going to be in the Quad Cities. 10 are selected from how many applications we get a year. Those top four from that class will be given a monetary award from John Deere, who is our major sponsor. Along with the following year, you can get an all expense paid. I take them to Ag Week, where their voice is being heard, because there are young farmers that have a voice in telling us what is currently going on in the U.S. and what needs to be done so that they can stay sustainable.
What do you really look for when you're looking over these applications?
Well, I'm fortunate enough not to have to be a judge, because I don't want that job. It's very hard. We want to see what they've done with their farming operation. Just take, for instance, we had a national winner from New Jersey. 17 acres. And you don't think that's much, but in New Jersey, that's a lot of acres. What did she do with it? How should she grow with it? That's what we're looking for. It's not a matter that you're the number of acres you have, what are you doing to stay sustainable? And how are you involved with your community? When I see some of these young individuals, I'm like, where do you have time to farm? Because they're so community involved. But we also want you to be stewards of the land. Respect the land that you're using and be conservationist. That's where you have to get involved in the community, because it's a matter of, we have to educate them that we feed you, and we are trying to feed you in the best way.
Just to recap, the next awards banquet is going to be when?
It's going to be in Bettendorf, Iowa, which is in the Quad Cities, February 7th through the 10th.
Sharon, thanks for visiting with us. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, and come visit us on our website, outstandingfarmer.com.
Sharon Page with the National Outstanding Young Farmers.
And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.